Starlifter TV. Mixed and meshed by Dr. Hitchcock.
Dr. Hitchcock here, and on the line I've got Matt from an Auckland-based band called 1995. How you doing, man?
Hey, good, buddy. How are you? How's the weather down in Christchurch?
It's great today. It's a fine, clean, sparkling day with a little bit of a frost on the lawn, so it's awesome.
Yeah, it sounds like, we've had shitty weather for the last week or so, and now it's finally giving us some goodness.
Tell me all about 1995 and what you guys do with your sound.
So it's kind of, I think it's like a dark kind of rock and roll kind of, I don't know, pop sound, I guess. And it kind of, I guess, calls on, like, you know, everyone that we're influenced by. And it's five of us, and we have just finished recording our first EP, which is called Guilt, which comes out in just over a week. We've just been gigging around for the last 2 years and recording and slowly recording. It's taken us a while to get the EP together, but it's finally here.
On your MySpace, you've got the likes of Crystal Stilts and A Place to Bury Strangers as your top friends. From what I've heard of your sound so far, you're definitely inspired by those guys, huh?
Yeah, definitely. That's what's great about the internet, is you can find amazing bands anywhere, and, you know, you're only, like, you know, MySpace message away from, like, talking to them or, you know, asking questions about them and stuff like that. And, like, I'm a journalist by profession, so I'm, like, so inquisitive. I'm like that weird stalker kid from the other side of the world that keeps asking bands on MySpace, yo, what are you listening to, blah, 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 what's this, what's that? So it's good.
And who are you playing gigs with in Auckland at the moment?
Over the 2 years, we've been playing with a couple of Auckland bands, the DHDFDs, Medicaid and the Tuts and stuff like that. There's a really amazing band called Pop Strangers. The band's coming out of Auckland at the moment, but we're really interested in, like, Wellington-based bands. There's a band called Batman to the Baddest, which are really, really great, and a Dunedin band called Knives at Noon, who we've been playing with as well, and they're really, really awesome. So I think we get a kick off some kind of nationwide tour thing with Knives at Noon, and I think maybe Charlie Ash as well in the next couple months.
Cool. And you've got your new EPs coming out in the next week. Roughly what date is it coming out?
I think it's coming out. We're just playing with distribution at the moment, so I don't have an exact date, but it will definitely be before the 1st of next month, which is, like, I think, like a week and a half away.
So it'll be out by the 1st of May. And how can people get a hold of it? Will it be digital, physical?
You can buy it online. I think it might be coming up on iTunes, and I think, more selected record stores. We'll list them on our MySpace and stuff, but I think it'll be more like the cool, small, independent stores that we want to get into.
And if people want to find out more about your band, where can they head online?
You can go to myspace.com/1995band. That's 1995band. We've got some songs up on Facebook and stuff like that. I think we've put our first single, A Red Forest, out, which is on RDU, so you can vote for that if you want to hear. Otherwise, you can listen to some more songs that are on MySpace.
Hey, well, thanks for taking the time to chat, Matt, and we look forward to you coming down to Christchurch sometime.
No worries, anytime.
The world went, I left the world, turning the colors on fire. Starlifter TV.